This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. China's yuan weakened again Wednesday after hopes among financial traders that the decline was stabilizing helped to calm jittery global markets. Financial markets tumbled after Beijing allowed the yuan to fall Monday to an 11-year low against the dollar. Washington responded by declaring that China improperly manipulates its exchange rate, opening the way to possible sanctions. Larry Kudlow is director of the National Economic Council.
We have negotiated in good faith. We want to continue to negotiate in good faith with the Chinese. Unfortunately, his view is we didn't make any progress at the Shanghai meeting, so he took action.
Kudlow says the door is open for additional negotiations. The talks are expected to continue in September. Fears of a trade war have weighed heavy on U.S. stocks. On Tuesday, they rebounded sharply after posting their biggest loss of the year on Monday. Asian markets are mixed in Wednesday trading. U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Huntsman is resigning after a two-year stint. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
A Russian foreign ministry official describes Huntsman as a professional, but says the political state of affairs in the U.S. made it impossible for him to fully develop bilateral ties. Huntsman says he's leaving so that he can reconnect with family and home responsibilities. Political associates say he's considering another run for governor in Utah.
Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan is vowing to fight India's decision to revoke Indian-administered Kashmir's autonomy, including at the UN Security Council. Mr. Khan says the move was in breach of international law, adding that he feared ethnic cleansing by India. The region remains locked down 2 days after India announced the move. For all the latest news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. A new report by the U.S. Defense Department